Today, hundreds of mourners in Libya carried the coffin of Abdel Fattah Younis through the streets of Benghazi, a day after the rebel military chief was gunned down under mysterious circumstances. Younis was once Muammar Gaddafi's interior minister. In February, he defected to the rebel side. But yesterday, Younis was arrested by rebel officers for questioning about alleged ongoing ties to Gaddafi's regime, and he was shot dead before he arrived in Benghazi. Rebel troops loyal to General Younis reportedly have pulled back from the front line, raising the specter of a split within the rebel movement, just weeks after the U.S. and its European allies recognized the rebel council as Libya's legitimate leaders. All of this uncertainty about the opposition raises doubts over Western hopes of a quick victory over Gaddafi. And as the BBC's Ian Pannell reports from the rebel-held city of Misrata, there's little sign of that happening anytime soon.
It feels a world away from the bombs and bullets that have put Misrata on the map. But in the centre of the city, a couple of hundred women and children hold a small charity fete. It's a little breathing space in the brittle atmosphere of an ongoing civil war.
We try to take the children out of the mood of the war and bring them here.
Are people tired of war? I mean, you've had many, many weeks now of this. There's been a lot of death, there's been a lot of destruction. Are people feeling tired of this?
Yes, I think so, especially, young children. They are very scared without any reason. Just they come to their mothers and tell them, oh, mommy, I'm very afraid. When you ask them, they say, just I'm afraid.
Onions, tomatoes, olives and tuna. There's only one variety of pizza on offer at the Odyssey Dawn restaurant, and it only has one type of customer, rebel fighters. It bakes 10,000 slices of pizza a day to feed the troops with a formidable production line that says as much about the volunteer spirit in Misrata as it does about a war that's become a daily routine. Even the battle has acquired a regular pattern. It looks and sounds frenetic, but most days the rebel fighters fire pot shots at an enemy they can't see. The front line itself has moved westwards, but only incrementally.
Well, we're now crouched down next to a trench made of sand surrounded by pine trees on the front line. One of a number of front lines has been established around Misrata. There's been fairly heavy shelling of this particular area. And I've just been talking to one of the soldiers who said yesterday two people were killed here and one badly injured. But they're absolutely determined not just to hold this ground, but to push on to the next town and further on to Tripoli eventually.
Hussein al-Khawafi, the deputy commander, says they have to defend Misrata and advance to Tripoli to drive Colonel Gaddafi into exile. Many here want him dead. It jars with a new British and French policy shift that now allows for the Libyan leader to stay in the country. The West is frustrated by the slow progress, and it's been encouraging a negotiated settlement. But it's fighting, not talking, that concentrates rebel minds. And for the women who look after the home front in this male-dominated society, the opinion is the same. No talks, no concessions, and no going back.
What do you think about the idea of reaching a peace settlement with the government, with Tripoli?
I believe that's not an option. We want freedom. We had enough of this government, and I think it's just time for us to be free. And we suffered quite a lot, and you've seen what happened in Misrata. I don't think that there will be any sort of peace agreement between this kind of government. I believe it's too late. There's no peace with him. We need freedom, we want freedom, and we want him to leave.
But perhaps more serious for Britain are signs of divisions within the rebel government it's just recognised. One of the highest profile defectors and an opposition military leader was shot in Benghazi last night, amid dark rumours he may have had ongoing contacts with Tripoli. Whatever the truth, it gives the West little confidence that this 5-month-old conflict will end quickly or cleanly.